Sorry, I'm going to speak in English because my English is better than my Chinese. But we do have a translator, a voice in the sky translator here. Part, that's okay. It was just a joke. It's a 开玩笑, okay? So it is a pleasure to be here today.
很高兴我来到大家当中。
And today's topic is something called By What Spirit?
今天我们要讲的是靠谁的灵?
Because it's interesting how the Bible gives this passage, right?
刚才读的那段经文很有意思。
It's almost very plain and apparent.
听起来非常的浅显易懂。
If you confess Jesus Christ, then you are from God.
如果你认耶稣基督, 你就是从神来的。
And if you don't confess Jesus, you're not from God.
如果你不承认耶稣, 你就不是从神来的。
And then further on it says, if you listen to us, you are from God.
如果你听我们的, 你就是从神来的。
If you don't listen to God, then you're not from God.
如果你不听我们的, 你就不是从神来的。
And it's so plain, right?
非常的浅显。
It's like, if you're red, then you're red. If you're blue, then you're blue.
就好比说是红的就是红的,是蓝的就是蓝的。
And it seems so straightforward, but the reality is, what God is warning us about is very difficult.
这个信息听起来很直接,但是里面的意思却不简单。
And so when we talk about by what spirit, what we're talking about is how do I make a decision?
我们讲到辨别的灵的时候,其实是在讲我们怎么样做决定。
Because a decision isn't only yes or no, right or wrong.
因为我们做决定的时候,不仅仅是是,不是,是和非。
We as Christians need to understand the spirit behind making that decision.
我们每做一个决定,都要知道决定背后那个灵是谁。
And so let me pray for us to get started.
所以我们先祷告。
Dear God, we want to thank you for today.
亲爱的主,我们感谢你。
We thank you for this congregation.
我们为教会向你献上感谢。
We thank you for your word.
我们感谢你赐给的话语。
We pray that you would give us wisdom.
求你赐给我们智慧。
Give us knowledge.
给我们知识。
Because we lack it.
因为我们没有。
So we put this time into your hands.
所以把这段时间交在你的手上。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So you guys know the phrase, the letter of the law versus the spirit of the law, right?
你们听说过这个, 律法的精义和律法的这个表面吗?
And if you have had kids or you have kids, you understand this very well.
如果你们养过孩子都很清楚。
Because one thing that especially in an Asian area, right? Our kids always play instruments, right?
就是亚洲的家长, 孩子必须都要学一样乐器。
We play piano, violin, viola, cello, flute, trumpet, whatever it is, right?
弹钢琴的,大提琴,小提琴,各种乐器都要学。
And it's because of what?
为什么呢?
College applications.
就是为了考大学用。
You need it so that you can be better in your college application.
你有了这个乐器,你就可以在升学里面就可以有一技之长。
But even though that's the final result of why we play those instruments,
即使我们学乐器的目的是为了升学,
but during the progress of playing that instrument, practicing, that's where the conflict begins.
但是我们在这个练习乐器的时候就会产生很多矛盾。
So the mom tells the son,
所以妈妈会告诉你,
go practice your piano.
你去练琴,
30 minutes.
弹30分钟。
Maybe you guys are applying to Ivy League, maybe 3 hours, right? Depends.
如果要申请那些常春藤名校的，就要练3小时了。
And so then the mom takes out the baking timer.
所以你妈妈就拿出一个计时器来。puts
30 minutes.
上好了30分钟。
Tick, 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 tick. And you start to hear that sound.
开始倒计时。
And so then the son begins to play. Dung, 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 dung.
然后你就去弹了。And
then halfway through, he decides he wants to play something else.
弹了一半,不想弹了,想弹个别的。And
then he plays and he tries to practice.
然后他就弹一会儿这个,弹一会儿那个。
He gets distracted.
会不断的分神。
He pushes the timer ahead a couple of minutes.
他不断的看那个计时器。
And then when the timer dings,
终于时间到了。
He tells mom, I'm done.
他说，哎，我好了。
And the mom comes to him.
然后妈妈过来。
Did you practice 30 minutes?
你真的练了30分钟吗？
He says, yes, of course. You were there. The timer went ding.
说是啊，你听见那个计时器响了。
How many of you parents would accept that answer?
你们家长愿意接受这个结果吗？
Obviously not.
肯定不会了。
You follow the letter of the law. You hit the piano keys for 30 minutes. Yes.
因为你只是表面遵守这个律法，用手指头接触钢琴而已。
But the spirit behind, you did not truly practice.
但是你的内心却没有好好练习。
Go back and play another 30 minutes.
你再去练30分钟好了。
And then 就开始吵。
然后你们就开始吵架。
And that argument turns into 3 hours.
这一吵就吵了三个小时。
And then all of a sudden, it's time to do your homework and to eat and go to sleep.
然后就该做作业，该吃饭，该洗漱了。
You see, the difference between following the letter of the law versus understanding the spirit is very drastic.
这只是遵守律法和遵守律法的经义是完全不同的。
So when scripture tells us in 1 John chapter 4, test the spirits, he's not asking whether or not you follow the letter.
当约翰一书告诉我们要试验这个灵的时候，并不是让我们去遵守律法的表面。
It says that you must understand the spirit behind.
你必须要明白它背后的灵。
See, this sounds very simple.
听起来简单。
But it's very difficult.
做起来很难。
You want to know why?
为什么呢？
Because we as human beings love being right.
因为我们作为一个人类，我们都喜欢好对的东西。
So I have 4 words that I love.
我喜欢四个词。
In English, right?
在英语里面。
I love saying these 4 words.
我特别喜欢说这四个字。
Especially when a college student comes to talk to me about a problem they have.
特别是当一个大学生过来跟我讲他们的问题的时候。
And I explain to them, this is what's going to happen. It's going to go like this. If you make the bad choice, it's going to do this, this, and this, and this. And I explain everything to them.
我会逐一跟他们讲解，你如果这样就会这样，那样就会那样。
And inevitably, they're going to disagree, and they're going to do the opposite.
但是他们往往听了以后并不同意，就按照相反的方向做。
And then 6 months later, they come back to me.
然后过六个月，他们又来找我了。
They say, Albert, you are right.
他们说，哎，还是你说的对啊。
And then these 4 words start to bubble up.
然后我就会说这四个字了。
I told you so.
我早告诉你了。
You see, humans, we like to be right.
我们作为人类都想证明自己是对的。
We very rarely care whether that right is for the right reason or not.
我们不关心我们那个对是不是正确的原因。
So for example, in morals or ethics, picking what is right and wrong, it's easy for Christians to say, A is right, B is wrong.
在道德领域，一个基督徒很容易就说，哎，A 是对的，B 是错的。
You should not do this, you should do that.
你不应该这么做，你应该那么做。
But let me ask you.
但是我问大家一个问题。
Why do you do that?
你凭什么得出这个结论？
When you are right, does it increase God's kingdom?
当你做的对的时候，你有没有增加神的国度呢？
When you're right, does another soul be saved?
当你对的时候，有没有拯救一个灵魂呢？
Or is your rightness the reason why people walk away from church?
那么你的这种正确是不是正是导致了人们远离教会呢？
Is your correctness kids don't want to go back to church?
你的这种正确是不是导致孩子们不想回到教会中？
And if you encounter that, it means that we must start to think about and understand the spirit behind why we dodo and make these decisions.
所以思考这些问题，我们需要思考做这些决定背后的灵是什么。
And the reason why is in verse 1 it says this, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. And the second part, For many false prophets have gone out into the world.
第一、第二节说：“亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是否是出于灵，是出于神的，不是。因为世上有许多假先知已经出来了，凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。从此你们可以认出神的灵来。”
You see, they're talking about problems that a false prophet will try to trick you with.
这就告诉我们，有假先知会来哄骗我们。
It's not easy things.
这些不好分辨。
It's not should you murder, should you not murder.
不是那种就是简单的问题，像你应不杀人这种问题。
It's not should you steal, should you not steal.
不是那种你要不要偷东西的问题。
But it's rather something subtle and difficult to decide.
而是非常细微的。
And that's why in the second part it says, in verse 2 it says, by this you know the Spirit of God.Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. And then in verse 3, every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist.
所以这个第三节说，凡灵不认耶稣，就不是出于神，这是那敌基督者的灵。
And when you look at this passage, it says, you do not confess that Jesus Christ is what? Has come in the flesh, right?
第二节说，凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的。
It doesn't just mean that you verbally confess Jesus Christ as Lord.
不是说你用嘴说一说，说耶稣是你的主就行了。
Rather, you test the spirits against who Jesus is.
而是试验后面的灵说耶稣到底是谁。
That he is in the flesh.
耶稣是肉身里面的。
That he is fully God, fully man.
他是完全的神，完全的人。
And in doing so, you understand his purpose.
你这样辨别，你知道他的目的。
Because if you don't understand the purpose of the person of Christ, you will never make the right decision when you test the spirits.
如果你不知道基督作为人他的目的，你永远也不明白。
Because right and wrong does not have What's underlying it?
下面不是对与错。
And so when you see these things and you think about the person of Christ and you must test against the person of Christ, decisions are a lot harder, right?
所以当你要辨别的时候，你必须要辨别说这个作为基督他这个人他是出于什么目的，他是为了什么。
See, I feel a little bad saying this,But one of the things I've noticed is Christians are very easy to fool.
我不想这样说，但是我确实觉得基督徒都很好骗。
If someone comes out and holds up a Bible and says, this is from God, or the Bible says this, we naturally start by saying, oh, okay, he's a fellow believer.
如果有人拿到你面前举着圣经说，这是神的话，这是圣经的话，你就会倾向于相信他是一个基督徒。
And that's good to have a heart of love for another brother or sister.
你对弟兄姐妹有爱心是好的。
But the dangerous part is that we so willingly accept that they are truly followers of Christ.
但是危险的就是你单看这样的表面现象你就接受了你就觉得他是基督徒。
We don't test the spirit, we just listen to the hearts.
你没有测试他后面的灵。
Does the person live like Christ? Does he have the characteristics of Christ?
这个人有没有一个像基督一样的生命呢？他有没有那种圣洁的生活呢？
Does what he say match what he does?
他做的和他的说的相符吗？
You see, here's the scary part about being a Christian.
所以这个就是做基督徒里面比较吓人的一个地方。
Satan knows the Bible better than us.
撒旦比我们更懂圣经。
Biblical Pharisees and Sadducees are holier and more righteous than us.
法利赛人和撒都该人比我们更圣洁。
I find non-Christians are more generous than us.
而且我发现非基督徒比我们更加慷慨。
Other religions are far more faithful and devout than us.
其他宗教也会比我们更加虔诚。
Like, for example, when do I pray?Albert, right?
比如说我什么时候祷告呢?
It's when I have to open my mouth to eat.
是我要吃饭的时候祷告。
breakfast, lunch, dinner, I can tell people I pray three times a day.
我吃早中晚饭，我可以告诉人家我一天祷告三次。
But if I skip breakfast, then I pray two times a day.
但如果我没吃早饭，我这一天只祷告两次。
And if I'm working too hard and I skip lunch, then I pray one time a day.
如果我太专心于工作，连午饭都没吃，那我就只祷告一次。
Telling you other religions, they'll park their car on the side of the road, take out their prayer mat, and pray every day at 12.
那其他某些宗教，他们路上开着车的时候，到点了都会把车停下来，拿出一个垫子，趴在地上祷告的。
We might go to church, you know, for an hour or two on a Sunday.
那你可能充其量每周来到教会待两个小时。
Other religions, they're there three, four, five times a night.
其他的宗教，没准人家一星期三五天都在教堂里面。
You see, it's not so easy proclaiming that we are faithful Christians when non-Christians do it so much better sometimes.
所以当这些不信主的人好像比我们做得更好更虔诚的时候，我们作为基督徒很难讲说、啊、自己真认定的就是真的。
But even if we are as diligent, what separates us from them?
即使你像他们一样的投入，那么我们跟他们的区别又是什么呢？
And according to scripture, is the person of Christ.
根据经文我们知道最大的区别就是基督。
You see, the characteristics and spirit of God is what we need to measure things and test the other spirits.
我们知道神的他的一切的属性就是让我们能够更好的去辨别是不是他的灵。
For example, why did Jesus Christ come on this earth?
比如说耶稣基督为什么降生在世上？
We fall in Sunday school, it's a very easy answer. To save the world, right? To save souls.
上过主日学的人都知道，耶稣来到世上是为拯救灵魂。
So then when you test the spirit, you can ask yourself, is what I'm doing saving souls?
所以当你在辨别灵的时候，你就可以这样想，我正在做的事情是不是为了拯救灵魂？
99% of the time in Albert's life, the answer is no.
我一生中99%的时间都是不对，不是的。
I have argued with so many people in the time that I've lived on this earth.
我在地球上生活的时候，我和好多的人产生过辩论。
I have defended Christianity from people online so many times.
我在很多人面前来捍卫我的信仰基督教。
Back in the 2000s, early 2000s and late 90s,
在20世纪初和1990年
Facebook was much bigger than it is now. It wasn't Meta, it was Facebook still.
那个时候脸书还特别的流行。
Man, if someone attacked Christianity on Facebook,
很多人在脸书上就攻击基督教。
I will type and paste a 72-page dissertation in response.
我会写一个70多页的论文来反击。
Like you scroll, you scroll, you scroll, still going.
你就一直往下拉，一直往下拉，这个文章还是看不完的。
To the point, I can post so much factual bullet points, you know, quoted information with my references until the other person just gives up.
我就会引经据典，一二三四五，逐一列出我的这个论点，那直到对方放弃为止。
I can't argue with you anymore.
那他就变得对方哑口无言。
Okay, you win, fine.
他们就会说、哎、你赢了。
And I take pleasure and I say, I won.
我就特别高兴哈，我赢了。
And then now that I'm older,
但是我年纪越大
I ask myself,
我就扪心自问
I won against this person, but where's his soul now?
我赢了这个辩论，但是我赢了他的灵魂吗？
I told this person his sin,
我告诉他他犯了罪。
I told this other person you should or should not do something, and where are they?
我告诉另一个人他不应该做一些事情。
If Christ's purpose was to save souls and bring people to God, then what did I do with the things that I claim to be right and wrong on?
如果基督在世上的目的是为了拯救人的灵魂，那我在这做的又算什么呢？
When you look at it from that lens and you look at it from that direction,
如果你用这种眼光来看待事情的话
We can also say, are you willing to stand before God and tell him, Well, I won that argument.
你敢不敢站在神的面前夸口说，哎，我赢了这场辩论啊？
What do you think God's going to say?
你认为神会怎么反应呢？
Good job, you made them not want to go to church anymore.
哎，干得好啊，他们真的不想再来教会了。
It's a tough thing to swallow.
这个是很难让我们接受的事情。
Because what we believe in our minds to be right and wrong so clear ends up being a detriment to God's kingdom.
因为我们纠结于自己所认为的对错，而成了神的这个神的国的一个绊脚石。
That when we think about what the Bible says about discerning the Spirit, it's not just discerning anything we hear, but also what we do.
当我们谈到要分辨一切的灵的时候，不仅仅是分辨那些我们听见看见的事情，而是更要分辨我们自己做的事情。
Because the consequence on the other side is very severe.
因为事情的后果是很严重的。
At the end of verse 3, it says, this, the opposite side, is this is the spirit of the Antichrist.
第三节甚至告诉我们说，这些灵是敌基督的灵。
That's a very serious accusation.
这是个非常非常严重的指控。
That if we do not properly test the spirit against the person of Jesus Christ, it could be very well from the Antichrist who is against God.
如果我们不好好的用耶稣基督为准绳来衡量我们背后的灵的话，那我们的一切都可能出自于敌基督的灵。
Whether we call ourselves a Christian or say we are Christian doesn't matter.
不管你是不是自认为是基督徒，都没关系的。
But rather, do you have the Spirit of God inside of you testing each thing that you do?
重要的是你里面有没有出于神的，有没有神的灵来帮助你分辨你所作所为。
And a lot of times, especially growing now, I realized I didn't do that in my Christian life.
我逐渐认识到我的基督徒的一生并没有这样做。
Because it's so difficult to truly say, if you listen to God, then you're from God. Because sometimes we like to listen to ourselves.
因为我们很难就是做到真的是听神的话。
You see, even though that sounds bad,Right? But God understands the situation we're in.
其实神他很清楚我们所在的这个环境处境。
Because in verse 4 it says, Little children, you are from God and have overcome them.
他告诉我们说在第四节小子们呢你们是属神的并且胜了他们。
He calls us little children.
因为那在你们里面的
So when he calls us little children, he understands that sometimes we're not able.
因为他管我们叫小子们，就是因为神他知道我们还不够成熟。
We don't expect children to properly discern everything, right?
我们知道小孩子他是不能正确的辨别所有的事情的。
I mean, I have a three-year-old now who's turning four.
我家小孩三岁，快四岁了。
And if I tell Ellie, my daughter,You need to eat this so that you can be stronger, right?
如果我跟我家小孩说，你要吃这个，吃了这个就能长得好。
You can't just eat chocolate. You need meat and vegetables and rice.
你不能整天吃糖，你也要吃肉，吃蔬菜水果。
She will argue with me.
她会跟我辩论的。
Well, can I eat M&Ms first?
那我可不可以先吃糖？
Like, no, you can't.
不可以。
Now, if I was to treat her like an adult,
如果我要把她当作一个成年人来对待的话
one of my friends told me, I just want to eat M&Ms all day.
我一个朋友如果告诉我说我就想每天都吃糖
And I tell him, dude, you need meat, vegetables, and rice, or else you're not going to survive.
我会直接告诉他说哥们儿你需要再吃肉和蔬菜水果否则你就不会活得就会不好
And he tells me, nah,
他会说，哎，无所谓了。
I'll say, okay, fine, good luck.
那我就会说，那好吧，祝你好运。
See you 200 pounds later.
那他200磅了。
Like, the thing is, with little children, we don't do that, right? We don't say, okay, here's all the M&Ms, good luck.
但是当我们跟小孩子这样子的时候，我们不可能就是说，啊，你想吃多少糖就吃多少糖吧，后果自负。
We argue with them.
我们会跟他们来讲道理。
And then we kind of force them to do it.
并且会就是用就强制他们去吃正确的东西。
Turn the food into, oh, it's not a broccoli, it's a tree, or this is not meat, it's a special prize you find in the rice. You try all sorts of things to get the kid to eat what is nutritious.
甚至用各种办法来哄骗他们吃这个菜啊，吃肉啊。
And so when God tells us little children, he understands that we cannot always discern properly.
所以当神称我们做小子们的时候，他知道我们是不能够完全分辨的。
So he gives us a promise.
所以他向我们应许。
Verse 4 says, You are from God and have overcome them, for he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world.
所以他的应许就是你们是属神的，并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
You see, what he says is this, you will have difficulty, but the one you have proclaimed to be a follower of is in you and has already superseded everything else.
神告诉我们说，你们也许没有能力分辨所有的事情，但是你们相信的，你们跟随的神就在你们里面，并且他已经胜了这世界。
So then trust the way that God leads.
所以你一定要相信神带领你的方式。
See, this is a key characteristic of when we choose to test the Spirit.
所以这个就是我们在辨别灵的时候的一个主要的特征。
Because another thing that keeps us from making the right decisions and testing the spirits is fear.
那其他东西阻止我们辨别灵的那个有一个就是我们的这个恐惧。
Oh, am I going to make the wrong choice? Am I going to make the right choice? What does God really want? There's all this anxiety within a lot of Christians.
我们心里会很忐忑啊，我这个决定是不是正确的呀？我到底有没有这个听神的话呀？
I remember in college, I met this one person that was in youth group.
我以前念书的时候遇到了一个人。
And we were talking about God and, you know, church stuff.
我们会谈神啊，还有教会的事情。
And they were like, well, how do you know, like, what decisions you have to put before God? Like, should I wear the red shirt or the white shirt or the green shirt?
那他们的担心是，哎呀，我们怎么知道做什么事情是讨神喜欢的呢？比如说，我今天是穿白的，还是穿红的，还是穿绿的
？And then people who are going to college will be like, well, which college is most glorifying to God?
那比如说选择大学的时候会想，哎呀，我要去哪所大学才能更加荣耀神呢
？Being older, I'm like, I don't know.
作为比他们年长的人，我会说，我也不知道。
And I was like, does one college make you do less Christian? Like, are you going to be less Christian because you go to one college or another?
那你上了一个学校，那个学校会不会让你变得不那么像基督徒呢？
Will you remain a Christian and go to church whether you're in Chicago or New York or San Francisco or LA?
你在纽约、芝加哥、三藩，你这些地方，哪个地方能让你不去教会吗？或者不去参加教会活动？
And even older young people have asked me, well, should I go to seminary or should I go get my PhD?
那么更加年长的人会来跟我讨论说，哎呀，我是要去上神学院呢，还是要去考弄个博士学位呢？
And I ask him, are you going to stop being a Christian if you go get your PhD?
那我会问他们，如果你去申请博士学位，是不是让你就不去做基督徒了？
And if you go into seminary, are you going to be effective? Do you have the gifts to be a full-time minister?
如果你去上了神学院啊，你有没有这个呼召？有没有这个恩赐呢？
And everybody worries.
每个人都在担心。
And they forget one thing.
但是他们忘了最重要的事情。
The spirit that is in you has already overcome the world.
因为你们里面的灵已经战胜了世界。
Many times the worries that we have that we want to test against the Spirit are not really big problems before God.
很多的时候，我们想要试这个测验的这个事情，在神眼里并不是什么大事。
As you get older, you realize this more and more, right?
你年纪越大，你就越会认识到这一点。
Your daughter, you know, spends 2 hours trying to pick out a dress.
你女儿花2个小时也没有决定要穿什么。
Oh, this one makes me look too casual. This one's too dressy. Blah, 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 blah. They go on and on. My daughter, right?
这件衣服是不是太随便了？那件衣服是不是又太正式了？这翻来覆去的这样论证。
As the older parents, it's not a big problem. Just pick
但是,
one.
但是在大人眼里面，这有什么大不了的？你随便挑一件就好了。
And the same way, when we test the spirits as we get more mature, we realize that certain things, not going to affect us one way or the other.
所以当我们年长以后，我们会意识到有些事情并不是对我们有多大的影响。But
there are definitely things that we must test against the person of Christ, and it has to do with our spiritual lives.
但是在我们的属灵生命中，确实有很多的事情，我们是需要用耶稣基督作为准绳来测试的。But
again, it is not up to us, it is up to God whose spirit is within us.
但是这不由我们决定，而是我们里面神的灵来决定的。And
this is why the rest of the passage feels so blunt and casual, right?
所以那这段经文的后半部分听起来就非常的突兀。In
verse 5 and 6 says, they are from the world, whoever they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. But we are from God, whoever knows God listens to us, whoever is not from God does not listen to us. Very obvious.
他们是属世界的，所以论世界的事，世人也听从他们。我们是属神的，认识神的就听从我们，听起来好像非常直截了当。Because
many times when we make decisions, we believe that we have the control or the ability to properly discern.
当我们做决定的时候，我们首先以为我们是有能力来辨别和决定的。But
the reality is, it is when God's Spirit is in you that gives you the ability to do that.
但事实是，我们里面只有神的灵才能告诉我们怎样做。And
those who have been Christian longer,
那些做了很久基督徒的人,
they understand this better.
他们应该更明白这个道理。When
a decision comes around, they get a prompting.
要做决定的时候，他们会得到一个提示。They
will feel, oh well, hold on, is this truly from God or not?
他们会停下来思考说，这真的是从神来的吗？
And their understanding of God and God's Spirit comes from their knowledge of Scripture, and so then slowly they make the right decision as naturally as breathing.
因为长年累月学习神的话，他们里面的灵就比较敏感，他们就能够慢慢的能够得出一个正确的结论。Because
if God's Spirit is within us, it becomes a natural part of us.
当神的灵真的在我们里面的时候，它会变成我们的一部分。Why
do we worry?
那我们要担心什么?
Let's practice something here.
我们来做一个练习。If
I tell you to think about your breathing right now,
我现在告诉你，你要好好思考怎样呼吸。Every
time you breathe, you have to think, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out.
你每次呼吸，你都要好好考虑什么时候吸，什么时候吐。Your
heart rate starts to go up. You start losing your breath.
那你要真这样做的话，你就不会呼吸了。Because
you're thinking, breathe in, okay, now I gotta breathe out. Now, when you think like that, it's no longer a part of who you are as natural as breathing.
如果你真的这样处心积虑的呼和吸的时候，你就丧失了你作为一个人自然的能力。
For Christians, God's Spirit is also the same.
对于基督徒来讲，神的灵在我们里面就是这样的。Many
young Christians will struggle and they'll ask all these questions and it's back and forth and arguing, debating, especially when they're younger. Like you're talking about predestination, free will, what's the reality of Christianity? You go through all these different things.
很多基督徒，特别是年轻的基督徒，就会在这些很多地方十分的纠结，比如说是这个拣选呢。 还是这个自由意志呢？就这些事情，非常的纠结。And
then you grow so anxious about it, and you look at a more mature Christian.
那你在自己跟这儿较了半天劲，你再看看那些比较成熟的基督徒。You
wonder why are they so secure in Christ?
啊，他们怎么会在基督里面这么安然呢？Because
they understand the Spirit of God that is within them.
因为他们明白自己里面有神的灵。
They have read God's word.
他们读神的话,
So when they encounter something, God's word automatically comes out.
他们遇到事情，神的话自然就冒出来了。
They're not sitting there Googling, what is God's will for my life, right?
他们不会在电脑面前去搜神对我的旨意是什么。
Clicking through every person who tries to explain it but doesn't quote any scripture.
这些人他们都会来告诉你，但是他们不会讲圣经。
Instead, they know because they've already read and listened to the voice of God.
但是他们知道，因为他们已经听了神的话。
See, many times as Christians, we desire the ability to properly discern and use God's Spirit to test for when questions arise.
作为基督徒，我们特别的渴慕，当我们遇到事情的时候，我们里面神的灵会帮助我们辨别是非，辨别真假。
But we wish that it was, I'm a Christian, that switch flips on and I can just make decisions, right?
我们希望的是，好像一扒一个开关，我们就知道了。
But the reality is, we will not be able to test if we do not have God's word and his spirit within us growing each and every single day.
但事实是，如果我们没有让里面神的灵扎根，没有每天都读神的话，没有这样日积月累的过程，我们是不会达到这种境界的。
And that's why we get confused.
所以我们往往就会非常的疑惑。
And so,When it says we are from God, it is an assurance that we understand our position before God.
当圣经告诉我们我们是属神的，这是对我们的一种保证，让我们能够安心的知道我们已经是属神的。
And then so if you are from God, you will naturally listen to God.
如果我们是属神的，我们自然而然就会听到神的话。
And then when you listen to God,You then can properly discern.
当我们听神的话的时候，我们自然而然就能分辨。
Now I watch basketball.
我看篮球比赛。
My wife Lucy is from San Francisco.
我老婆是从三藩来的。
So I'm allowed to like the Golden State Warriors, the ones that won the championship this year.
所以我就看我追的就是那个他们那边的球队。
And so if nobody knows basketball, but there's this one guy, Steph Curry.He will shoot shots from anywhere. He'll make it. He's very talented.
就是有一个球员，他特别的有天分，他怎么着都能把球投进去。
But you have to realize this guy has been practicing since he was 2 years old.
但是你必须要认识到，这个人他从两岁就开始练球了。
And so therefore, now that he's professional, of course he has to be good.Right?
所以他现在都已经混到这个 NBA 了，那他肯定是很棒的。
This is why you need to listen to a PhD in a topic and not to some guy who Googled or read on Wikipedia a bunch of different facts.
所以你要想知道答案的话，你应该找一个人，比如说他有博士学位在这个领域里，而不是随便上网去搜一搜看世人怎么说。
It takes time and effort.
因为每件事情都需要很长的时间，很多的努力。
That's why Paul says, I have run the race, I have fought the good fight.
像保罗说的，该跑的路我已经跑了，该打的仗我已经打了。
It's a race, right?
是一个长跑，是一个比赛。
You don't take one step and say, hey, I won.
不是说你走一步就觉得自己已经胜利了。
Has anybody run a marathon before?
有没有人跑过马拉松呢？
Yeah.So much props to you guys. You guys, 我佩服你了 okay? Because I've tried running before.
我也试过。
They say you get a runner's high.
他们说你跑的时候会感到非常的亢奋。
I don't believe it.
我还没经历过。
I can only trust people that have run marathons before.
我只能相信那些以前跑过马拉松的人。
After about 1 to 2 miles,
当跑了一两英里之后
everything hurts.
我浑身都疼。
It is terrible.
感觉很糟糕。
Do not find enjoyment in it.
一点都不享受。
But if I don't find enjoyment in it, and I just stop right there,
但如果我那个时候就停下来
I'll never get to the point of a runner's high.
我从来也没有达到那个高度，可以享受那个奔跑者的喜悦。
So why do we think Christianity is any different?
那么信主也是同样道理。
Let me tell it to you this way.
那我这样跟你解释。
There are some kids out there, right?
有的孩子。
Every stat, everything about a specific video game.
他们就是所有的这个游戏，他们都非常精通。
They know where to hide, they know where to aim, they know what direction, they know all the tricks and everything like that.
他们打每个游戏都知道很多的里面的这些诀窍。
And so then when they tell me that, oh, well, I don't have the patience to read my Bible or to be consistent, I say, BS, man.
如果这些孩子告诉我说我实在没有耐心能够读得下圣经，我会告诉他说你胡说八道。
I say, you have...Every ability to do something that you find is important.
如果你觉得重要的事情，你会花很多的时间精力去做这个事情。
And until you realize that Christ is important, you're not going to go digging in to Scripture.
除非你认识到基督是多么的重要，你是无法去好好的研读圣经的。
So we may desire the ability to test the spirits, but if we are unable to build up our spiritual life, it will remain hard for the rest of our life.
那如果我们不好好的打基础，读神的话，来建造自己的灵命的话，我们以后会越来越难走。
You see, there's a difference between 10 years of experience versus 10 times 1 year's experience.
十年的经验和一年的经验乘以十还是不一样的。
You guys know this if you're hiring people, right, for a job.
比如说你们就是去雇人的时候都知道这个区别。
If someone has done his research and worked in the same thing for 10 years, it's much better than someone who has done the same thing just 10 different times.
你招一个有十年经历的人比招一个有一年经历但是有十倍的这个工作量的人要好得多。
And for Christians,It's so difficult to find someone who has struggled for 10 years, but instead they find people who have gone through and read the same thing 10 times and just said, oh, I'm going to stop right here.
那作为基督徒，你会很难发现说有一个人他能持之以恒的来钻研十年，但是一般人都是啊，我读了同样的东西，读了十遍啊，就这样了。
I'll tell you this much, right? I can tell youThat Genesis is my most read book.
我可以告诉大家，《创世纪》是我读的最多的一本书。
You don't want to know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because every time there's a Bible reading schedule and it starts at Genesis, I'm ready.
因为每次我来跟一个读经计划的时候，都是从《创世纪》开始的。
Genesis, I'll read through.
我一般都是《创世纪》从头读到尾。
Stories are great.
很好。
Exodus, I'll read through more stories.
这个出埃及记也还不错。
Leviticus, getting a little harder, right?
利未记就不那么容易了。
And then by Numbers, you're done.
然后读到民数记，算了。
You say, let me go read the New Testament.
就说，我还是读读新约吧。
So then Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you know very well.
然后马太、马可、路德、约翰，读得很熟。
But if I ask you to organize the rest of the New Testament books, maybe next time, right?
但是我要是让你能够把余下的新约里面几卷书排成顺序的话，你可能就傻了。
Don't even talk about Amos, Obadiah, like Micah. You have no idea where they are. They're somewhere in the Old Testament. Because we, 10 times 1 year's experience is me reading through Genesis, through Leviticus, and skipping Numbers 10 times.
那更别提旧约里面那些小先知书了，什么俄巴底亚书那种的，几乎读都没读过，只是在创世纪啊连读十遍。
Well, brothers and sisters, God calls us to continually mature in Him.
弟兄姐妹，神呼召我们，想让我们在他里面持续的成长成熟。
In order to properly differentiate the spirits, we must be very, very comfortable with the Spirit of God.
为了要辨别是否是神的灵，我们自己一定要亲近神的灵。
There's no shortcut.
没有捷径可走。
There's no easy way out.
没有简单的办法。
It's like marriage, right?
就像婚姻。
Not so easy.
并不容易。
Oh, first couple of years, very easy.
头几年好像挺容易的。
gorgeous and thin, you're handsome and thin.
俊男靓女.
And then all of a sudden you get comfortable by year 3 to 7, and all of a sudden, like, the washboard, the six pack is all gone.
然后到第七年，你会发现他变胖了，他变丑了。
And then you have kids, and now you're both just not good looking and tired.
然后又有了孩子，不仅仅是不好看了，而且还很疲惫了。
The only thing that ties it together is this little ring on your finger.
唯一能够联系你们两个人的就是手上的戒指。And
maybe if you both have good jobs, right?
如果你们两个人都有好的工作。But
it's work.
但是是值得的。It
takes time.
花时间。It
takes energy.
花精力。It
takes sacrifice.
要做出牺牲。
Because to be honest, there is no such thing as love without sacrifice.
因为世上没有不需要牺牲就能得到的爱。
I mean, just telling people who haven't dated before, if the guy's not willing to sacrifice time for you or sacrifice something for you and they say that they love you, take a walk, take a hike, bye-bye.
就像你对你的闺蜜说，如果这个男的不愿意在你身上花时间的话，你就不要理他了。
Same thing with decision-making and testing the spirits.
你用来辨别神的灵的过程也是这样的。But
here's the encouragement.
那么要鼓励大家。
When God says, he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world,
当神告诉我们,在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大,
he understands our flaw.
他知道我们的一切的这个缺点。
So he gives us a key for the easy way out.
所以他给我们准备了一个钥匙,能够出来。
It's God, not you.
这个关键就是, 一切都靠神,
and if you can remember that, something as simple as it's God and not me, then decision making will be a lot easier.
如果你牢记这句话,是神,不是我的时候,你做决定就简单多了。
Just like me in those four words that I love.
就像我以前喜欢的那四个字。
I told you so.
我早告诉你了。
Just by saying those four words, I know the spirit behind what I'm doing is wrong.
我说出这句话，我就知道我后面那个灵是错的。I'm
more worried about my own pride and being right.
因为当我说这句话的时候，我更关注的是我的骄傲和我的好，这个我的这个面子。Rather
than the person who I'm trying to help out of a struggle.
而不是那个我曾经试图帮助他，那个曾经有困难的人。And
so, brothers and sisters, we need to start praying earnestly.
所以弟兄姐妹,我们要好好祷告。We
need to get past Leviticus, right?
我们一定要能够突破利未记。We
need to start spurring one another on to understand the Spirit of God.
我们要彼此激励,让彼此更加明白神的话。So
that when the church runs into a problem,
那么当教会遇到问题的时候,
then all its people can discern according to God's Spirit.
那么教会的人就都能够辨别神的灵。Because
then God becomes the decision maker, not us as human beings.
因为到那个时候,做决定的就是神,而不是我们。Or
he becomes the head.
或者换而言之,他是我们的头。And
we are the body.
我们是他的身体。We
move according to his will.
我们按照他的旨意来动作。And
he is the one who gives us glory and elevation with him.
他是那个给我们带来荣耀的人。Let
us pray.
我们一起祷告。Dear
God, we want to thank you for this time.
亲爱的神,我们感谢这段时间。It's
truly difficult to properly discern the spirits of this world.
来分辨世上灵是不是属于你是很难的。But
I pray that your word would be in our hearts.
但是我们祷告,我们恳求你的话在我们的心里。We
pray that our prayers would go not fall on deaf ears.
我们祷告,求我们的这个祷告能够上达于你。And
then we pray that our worship would be pleasing to you.
我们的敬拜在你眼中是你蒙你喜悦的。We
thank you for this time.
我们感谢你赐给我们这段时间。We
pray all these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.